Shabbat Shalom, everybody, for One and Messiah Congregation.
Talk loud.
Yes. Let me to put up the video, wherever it's at. Where'd it go?
That's not it.
Where'd it go?
What are you doing?
I'll put up the video real quick. Here it is. Okay, let's shrink that. Okay, it's coming up. There you go.
Yep, that's good.
Let's start that countdown. There you go. Put the study up. And that's it, I believe. I'm on Pow Talk, right? Let me see. Yep, Carrie's on Pow Talk. You're on Pow Talk instead of me.
I didn't even know I did that. Okay. You were in the room, I think. Okay, go ahead.
Let me get on the Pow Talk. There I am.
There you
Okay. Shrink that. And we're ready.
Okay, ready?
Shabbat Shalom. We blow the silver trumpets, and that's found in what? In Numbers chapter 11? Chapter 10. Chapter 10 of Numbers, if you want to know why we do that. But we're One of Messiah Congregation, Kahal Chabem Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. And today is the Sabbath. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this study. Heavenly Father, Master of the Universe, Creator of everything that we know about and things we're not even aware of, may you first cover us in your holy blood of any sin, any blemish, any spot, anything that we do that displeases you. May you bless and anoint this Sabbath day in Yeshua's name. I pray that you'll help us in our lives, give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fear of God. And help us, Lord, heal us, strengthen us, be with us today in a mighty way. We thank and praise you for another day we could celebrate this Feast of Unleavened Bread, and it's the Sabbath today. We give you the praise and honor in Yeshua's name. Amen. God bless you. Shabbat Shalom. Okay. Well, there's my website. It's now https://oneandmessiah.net. There's the phone number. There is the email. And today is April the 27th, 2024. Wow. Time is ticking. It's Aphrodite's month, which you guys know that by now because it's almost the end of the month. I've been saying it for a whole month. We acknowledge Jehovah's calendar. We're in the Ha'aviv, day 18 today. Day 18, the first month of God. It's called Nisan or Ha'aviv. My ministry has been a teaching ministry for the last 22 years. I try to bring up things that have never been discussed or mentioned in any other church or any congregation that you ever went to. They've been deleted from your knowledge. You haven't a clue they're even a missing. I was thinking about that last night. I was looking up the places. People don't even know that their things are missing in their life, in their belief, you know. I'll try to undelete some of these things for you. For your convenience, my studies may be viewed at all these, a lot of websites on the left link on the menu. You could read them, you could hear them, you could watch them, you could listen to them, whatever you would like to do. I made a lot of different ways for you to listen to the studies. We're also in the Pow Talk room today, and if you'd like to join us, just download Pow Talk and give me your nick, and I'll be glad to invite you in the room. Also, of course, this study that you're looking at, that I'm reading, is different than the one I have on the website. It has more information, but this study right here is concise. Also, I would love to come and give a talk at your congregation, school, home, or Jewish, or anywhere, you know, I want to discuss the Hebrew roots of your faith. And that's what I'm going to try to do for you. So schedule me in. I think, Cassandra, you got to mute your phone. Today's topic is people shut their eyes. And that's what we talked about last week, so I thought I'd do a study on that. They, the people, have shut their eyes, their ears, their mind to God and His commandments. And you can read that. Every time I open the Bible, that's all I see, is the people went to strange gods, pagan gods, all kind of craziness in the Bible. But here's Matthew 13. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. That's what Yeshua said, Jesus said. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed. They have closed, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Mark 4 says, and he, that's Yeshua, said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done to them in parables. And I'll explain what parables are in a few minutes. That seeing they may see and not perceive, hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And that's what God wants you to do. God wants you to hear it. God wants you to see it. And he said unto them, know ye this parable? Know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? So what is a parable? What's this? Let's look the dictionary. Let's look up the dictionary meaning of this. In short, a parable is a story to explain in many different ways a point or a theme so that people can relate or understand what is being said. That's what a parable is. He made it easy for them. He spoke unto them in parables. Hear this, O ye people, give ear, O you inhabitants of the world. Both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline my ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying, upon the harp. The word parables, many times in the Bible, I just gave a few here. This is Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ear to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, or the dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. And that word parable, I looked it up in the concordance. It's the same thing. It means a proverb, a parable. It means a proverbial saying, a similitude, you know, a sentence of ethical wisdom. And you could see all that. The Hebrew word seems to be missing, but it was there. And here's the Greek word, parable. It's the same thing. It means the same thing. So I looked it up in the modern-day dictionary. And I also looked it up in the concordances, in the Greek and the Hebrew. It all means the same thing. Here's Acts 28:23. And when they had appointed him, who is Paul, a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Yeshua, both out of the law of Moses, which is the Torah, and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. That's what Paul did. So that's what Paul read. So a lot of people don't understand. Paul didn't have the Gospels and letters. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed, after that Paul had spoken one word. Well spoke the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, go unto this people and say, hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their eyes are dull of hearing, The ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed. Yeah, their eyes have they closed. So it's the people that did it. It's not God. God doesn't do things to people. People do it to themselves. Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted and I should heal them. That's what he wants to do. God is a merciful God. He's a God of compassion. But people that reject his word, severity falls upon them. Yes. Be it known therefore unto you that, this is Paul talking. He said, be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, the nations, and they will hear it. And I wish that was true today. John, in the Gospel of John, it says, therefore they could not believe because Isaiah said again, he had blinded their eyes because they didn't want to see. And he hardened their heart and that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. So you have to put all these verses together to make it make sense. God doesn't just shut your eyes and doesn't just shut your ears or fog up your heart. You do it first. People do it first. And he said, go tell this people, hear you indeed, but understand not. And see you indeed, but perceive not. Oh, that's Isaiah 6. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed. Mm-hmm. This is all the same things. These verses are all the same. All the Isaiah verses, and all the Matthew verses, and Mark verses. So you can see that. The complete story goes like this. This is the way the people are. Listen to the way the people are. The carpenter stretches out his ruler. He makes it out with a line. He fits it with planes. And he marks it out with a compass and makes it after the figure of a man, according to the beauty of a man, that it may remain in his house. He hews, which means he cuts him down cedars and takes the cypress and the oak, which he strengthens for himself among the trees of the forest. He plants an ash, and the rain doth nourish it. Then shall it be for man to burn, for he will take thereof and warm himself, yea, he will kindle it, and bake bread, and yea, he will. But then he makes a god and worships it, and makes it a graven image and falls down thereof. That's what they used to do in the past. Can you believe that? One piece of the stalk of tree he used to warm himself. The other piece he used to cook his food and eat. Another piece he made a god and falls down and worships it. That's horrible. He burns part in the fire. With part thereof he eats flesh. He roasts and is satisfied. Yea, he warms himself and says, ah, I am warm, I have seen the fire. Mm-hmm. And the residue, oh no, he makes a god. Even his graven image, he falls down unto it and worships it and prays unto it and says, deliver me, for you are my God. Could you believe that? People have done that. People do that today. They have statues in their house that they pray to. They have, they talk to pictures that they have in their house of different saints, and the saints that don't even look like the saint, and that's not a saint. You know, most of them are Catholic garbage, and you know, just think of that. People wear little crucifixes around their necks, and you know, you're not supposed to wear a cross around your neck because that's Roman punishment. Yeah, Jesus hung on that. Anyway, but people need all those things. That's terrible. And have they not known? They have not known nor understood, for he had shut their eyes that they should not see, and their hearts that they cannot understand. Only because they rejected him. That's why he did that. And none considers in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burned part in the fire, yea, also I bake bread upon the coals thereof. I've roasted flesh and eaten it. And shall I make the residue an abomination? Shall I fall down to the stalk of a tree? Yeah, that's what people have done, and people still do it today. This thing, in all the religions, they make these little idols, and you could see them when you go to different restaurants. They'll have like pictures of little idols in their restaurants, and you know, it's their gods. It's terrible. Isaiah 39, verse 9 says, "This is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of Jehovah." So that law, nobody likes the law. And we're like law and order, you know? That's what we are. Isaiah 59 says, "Your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear." So a lot of people, when they go to church tomorrow on Sunday, when they used to worship the sun, they'll be praying to nobody because God doesn't even hear what they're doing. And they sing, and they got these big worship things going on tomorrow, and God doesn't even recognize none of them. Isaiah 65 says, "Therefore will I number you to the sword, and you shall all bow down to the to the slaughter. Because when I called, you didn't answer. When I spoke, you did not hear, but did evil before mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not." This is constantly in the Bible. Here's Isaiah 29. "Wherefore Jehovah said," this is Jehovah saying it, "for as much as this people draws near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men," the precept of men. And that's the really way it really is, you know. It's really horrible. And Yeshua in the Gospel of Matthew 15 says, he calls them hypocrites, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He said, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draws near unto me with their mouth and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." So I just read that to you in Isaiah 29. He says, "But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." And that's what they do tomorrow. In vain they're worshiping the God. And just think, every church out there has a different God. The Methodists have a different God than the Baptists. The Baptists have a different doctrine than the Lutherans. Lutherans have a different doctrine than the Pentecostals. The Pentecostals have a different God than the Catholics. You know, and the Mormons have a different God than anybody. They got Mormon doctrine, which is really corrupt too. Jeremiah says, "Thus said Jehovah, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, and wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls." Right? That's what God says. Mm-hmm. But they said, "We will not walk therein."
So defiant.
That's really defiant. It's really horrible. That's terrible. Mm-hmm. Here's Zechariah. Book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 4, says, "Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus said Jehovah of hosts, turn you now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear nor hearken unto me, said Jehovah." And that's the way it's through the whole Bible is like that. And even in the world today. We've talked to hundreds and hundreds of people since we've been doing this in the last 22 years, ministers and everybody. We couldn't get hardly anyone to do this, to keep the commandments or read the right Bible version after I explain to them and show them.
They're as defiant as the people in the Bible.
Yeah, everyone's the same. The people are the same as today as they were back then. Zechariah 7 says, "Should you not hear the words which Jehovah had cried by the former prophets when Jerusalem was inhabited in prosperity and the cities thereof round about her? When men inhabited the south of the plain," it says they refused to hearken. People refused to hearken, and they pulled away the shoulder. Oh, they looked like that. They pulled away the shoulder, and they stopped their ears that they should not hear. That happened to me just recently. I was talking to somebody I used to know, and we were talking about regular stuff. And all of a sudden, I went into the you know, I said, do you ever think of the Ten Commandments yet? And I could tell, I could almost see like invisible fingers going in his ears. And all of a sudden he started doing something else. And I said, okay, goodbye. It's a waste of breath. Therefore, it has come to pass that as he cried and they would not hear, now so they cry and I will not hear, said Jehovah of hosts. Jehovah Tzavaot, the host means the armies of Israel, by the way. That's what hosts are. Ezekiel 12 says, Son of man, you dwell in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see. They have eyes to see, and they see not. They have ears to hear, and they hear not. For they are a rebellious house. And that's the way the world is right now. It's pretty rebellious. It's pretty bad out there. Even though it's a sunny day, it's a beautiful day, but you can't find anyone that's keeping the commandments. Try to find a church where you live that even keeps the Ten Commandments, besides all the other things that we do in the Bible.
Doesn't exist.
That eliminates almost everybody. Ezekiel 33. And they shall come, and they come unto you as the people come. And they sit before you as my people. And they hear your words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes after their covetousness. And that's really sad. It's Ezekiel 33:31. And lo, you are unto them a very lovely song, and one that can that had a pleasant voice or can play well on an instrument. They hear your words, but they will not do them. But they do them not. And that's what we found throughout the years, 22 years. And that's what happens. Even when we talk about, you know, today's a holy convocation, a public meeting, a sacred assembly, and, you know, we don't have a lot of people here today because they don't want to listen to God. God said that, not me. Romans, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, well, they don't like to retain anything of God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And that's what God has done. And they're filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Yeah, I met people that said they knew about the Sabbath and knew about the feast, and they still won't do it. Proverbs chapter 1 says, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I'll make known my words unto you. I'll make my words known unto you, God says. You know? He says, because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hands, and no man or woman regards. But you have said it not, all my counsel, and with none of my reproof. God says, well, here's what God says when your calamity comes upon you and you start dying. He says, I'll laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear comes. When your fear comes as desolation and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, he says, then you're going to call upon me, but I'm not going to answer you. You're going to seek me early. Early means earnestly. It means, you know, just really right there. But they shall not find me. Here's what early means. They're going to seek him earnestly. Diligently, that's what early means. Diligently, early means earnestly. But shachar means, that's what that means. You know, how come God's not going to, why is God going to do that to them, you might ask? For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Jehovah. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. People that are rich are going to destroy them. But whoso hearkens unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. And that's the way God really is. And in the book of Malachi, chapter 2 says, if you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, said Jehovah of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you will not lay it to heart. That's what God says. You know, it's worse today in the 21st century. Even when I look on the internet at different places, and I see people just singing to themselves. You know, that's all they want to do is sing. Anyway, in closing today, John said, this is 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And we could see that even today, right? I mean, John seen this 2,000 years ago. And it says in Revelation, the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. Try to get your friends, try to talk nice to your friends with your little sweet voice, trying to get them to keep the Sabbath. They'll never do it, most of them. Anyway, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the days left is today, which is the 27th. We got tomorrow, which is Sunday, first fruits.
When he rose.
That's when he rose from the dead. First fruits is symbolic of raising from the dead. And we got the 29th and the 30th, which is Tuesday, which is the last day of the Sabbath. And last day is a Sabbath of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Mm-hmm. And we don't do this every week. You know, usually there's just a Sabbath every week, but this week is unusual because we had a feast for a whole week. And moving forward after the first fruits, the tomorrow after the Sabbath, we count 50 days. And that's Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, Feast of Harvest. And that is also a Sabbath. And that's June 16th, 2024. And even the Pentecostals don't do that. And they don't keep Pentecost, which is a Sabbath.
Which is a Sunday.
We have two Sabbaths in a row. We have the from Friday night to Saturday night to Sunday evening. We have two Sabbaths in a row on June 26th, on June, actually the 15th and the 16th, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, God bless you, and I hope you got something out of this. May God always be with you. May God bless the rest of this Sabbath day. May God bless the food that we eat, make it for the nourishment of our bodies, and may God always be with you. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. God bless you.